everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. This is our latest episode of Chesapeake Chats. We're actually talking about episode 4 and episode 5 of the latest season. And sorry, we missed last week because we just had so much going on. And right now we're covering two shows for Hallmark plus the other content. And that's a lot, plus getting ready for Christmas. And so, we're just doing the best we can here. And this is my first time being on this season of Chesapeake Chats. So I'm excited to tell you guys what I've been thinking. And everybody knows I wasn't a big fan of last season, so it's going to be fun to talk about. But I have a very special guest. Our friend Whitney is here to talk about it with me.
Yeah, glad to be here. Glad to be back.
Yeah, thanks so much. So let's talk about this season as a whole. And first, before I kind of dive into my thoughts, what about you? How have you felt about this season?
Well, I was ready to have a break from Trace and Abby.
Uh-huh.
So glad that that's happening, because I was just like, I just can't take them just diving right back into trying again, because it's going to make me insane. So yeah. I'm glad that part is going the way it's going. It's been different. Some things I didn't expect to happen happened and are happening. So I like it pretty good this season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will say that I think that this season is definitely an improvement over last season. So that's good. But I do also think that it's been blander. Like it's been maybe a little bit more boring, which I don't know which is worse, to be kind of bland or to be like actively frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse. And that's basically how I feel. There hasn't been that much that's just been like, ugh. Like last season for me was just so frustrating because I just felt like the writing was so poor last season. They kept setting up all of these character arcs and then they would do nothing with them and spend all of this time on stuff that was so not interesting, a Bree's book and the way that all did just, we learned nothing about Megan, and we still haven't learned anything about Megan.
That's
about
true.
We have not learned why she left. We have not learned, like, we have learned more from things Barbara Niven has said in chats and other things like that than we ever learned from the show itself. We got about 4 minutes of them having like a family powwow about the book after all that buildup, and then the next episode she's apologizing. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So it was so frustrating. And the whole thing where they were like setting up Trace as basically giving him mom guilt for leaving these children. And I'm like, they aren't even engaged. He's a singer. He should go on tour. That's what he does. And so we'll talk more about that. But just the way that they handled Trace and Abby, I completely agree with you. It was so frustrating. And I just wanted to like, it's like, you're dating a singer. He's a singer. He's going to go on tour. Like, you're not engaged yet. Like, and like, he was expected to make commitments for things that we had never even heard them talk about. Like, we never heard them talk about getting married.
Yeah.
You know, and so anyway, there was just so many things that were so frustrating last season. And this has been way less so frustrating. But like I said, it's I think been a little bit bland but there you go. What are you going to do? One of the problems I think that the show has with Trace is that they made the decision to change his character from the book, I think he's an architect, mm-hmm. from the book series, to a country music singer, right?
Yeah,
and the thing is so it makes his decisions nonsensical, because if he was an architect, him going on the road and being like away from Chesapeake Shores, that would be weird. That would be a problem. Like, why is he leaving so much? But of course he's going to. He's a singer, of course. You know, he's going to be, especially if he's supposedly so famous.
Yeah.
That like paparazzi are following him, and that went nowhere, that whole plot line.
That didn't go anywhere, yeah.
No. And so you know, I was, and so having him come back off of tour, and just be running the bridge, yeah, which it's like, why would he even want to do that? First of all. And second of all, it just doesn't make sense for his character. Like, it would make sense for an architect. It would make sense for somebody at home. But if you're a singer, you've got, it doesn't make sense for you to just be in Chesapeake Shores running a bar. Like, that's not a happy life for him. And so I think that's part of the problem, is they're like wedging this character, that's in that they're wedging this artist, this singer, this whatever, into this role that doesn't make sense, mm-hmm, for that character. Yeah. So when people are mad at him for doing literally the things that make him who he is, it's like, why are you mad at him? He's a singer. Of course he's going to go on tour. Why are you being stupid? And so then it just makes everything else kind of frustrating, because it's like, when one character's choices are illogical, then it affects the writing on all the characters. Anyway, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so Trace is trying to, is coming back to kind of get back together with Abby, I guess, and show that he's like a homebody. But I mean, if I was Abby, I wouldn't want him to not go on tour, because then she'd be the one to keep him.
Yeah, from his dream.
Away from his dream. Like, again, they're not even engaged. Why should he not go? It's crazy to me. But but anyway, so.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Episode 4, we start out with, of this season, we start out with Trace talking to his parents, or his dad, and I think it's his parents, and saying that, that, you know, is he talking about Abby? And says, his dad says, you can find your way back to Abby. So, because it's only 6 episodes, do you think that they're going to have reconciliation this upcoming week? Or do you think they're going to leave it on a cliffhanger or something?
I think they're going to leave it on a cliffhanger. From the promo we saw this week for episode 5, it made it, or for episode 6, it made it seem like he wants to try to talk to her about it, but I feel like they're just going to leave it at cliffhanger at the end. Like, that'll mm-hmm. be trying to finally talk to her, and then I don't know what she's going to say. I feel like she'll say she's still not ready, or she's not sure yet.
Yeah. And so that'll be interesting. And I mean, I guess it depends on if they feel like they're going to get renewed.
Yeah.
We know we have the movie coming up, so I guess next year, so I guess at least they could kind of tie things up then.
Yeah.
But let's talk about these new people for Trace. And that when I saw that they were giving them new partners, I was like, I know I'm gonna like those better.
Yeah.
I know for sure I'm gonna like them better, and I like them better.
That's the way I need to.
Yeah, because if he was with Emma understands and accepts him for who he is. And that's what you want in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's the same way with Jay, right?
Yeah, Jay.
That he understands Abby for who she is. And so it makes sense and they have chemistry. And I do you agree, right?
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally especially want Abby to be with Jay. And even Emma, I like her, you know, too. And right now I'm just not ready to see Abby and Trace together. I need a break. So I really like them with, and I like the other characters that they're with right now.
Because they make sense. And so it makes the writing make sense. And it's just really, really frustrating when you have characters that are written in inauthentic ways, or that aren't, that you feel like that the writing is just skimming the surface of them. And you're not able, because like that's fine in a 2-hour movie. It's fine. But in a show, the whole benefit of television is you're supposed to be able to really like dive deep into these characters. And so if you never find out why Megan left and all you get is sort of a platitude that she left out of love, that's frustrating, at least for me.
Because we still don't know. And it's you know, 4 seasons and we don't know.
We have no idea. And so that's frustrating. And so these relationships make sense. And so they're way better and way more easy to root for. But I have a feeling that you and I might be in the minority.
I think we're definitely in a minority from stuff I've read on social media.
So, yeah, then we probably are not going to get our dream, Trace and Emma and Jay and Abby wedding. That would be the best. But, so we get Mick and Megan. They are having dinner, and she's like, Mick, we need to talk about this. And again, this is why it's frustrating, is because if supposedly Mick is the one that kept her from being with her children, which we don't know, we have no idea. But like everything we've heard about Mick is that he was really uninvolved. So why would he care if she was involved with the children? And so if she chose to not be involved with the children, why would she do that? You know, like, why would she not be there at Christmases and have them at the summer? And like, it doesn't make any sense. And if Mick had kept her from the kids, she would not start this new relationship with him. It would be way more traumatic.
And
I have a very hard time believing that Nell would keep her from her children. So the only, you're left with only two options. Either she decided to not be involved with her children's life for some reason, which we don't know, or Mick or Nell kept her from being with the children. That's the only two options.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And because it's not like she was living in Dubai or something. She was just, of course, on this show, they think New York is like, they think Pennsylvania is like, so far away from Chesapeake Shores. It's like an hour and a half drive. It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And so I feel like their relationship is super awkward and really uncomfortable.
It is to me. I just, like you said, I feel like if there was all this tension and all this conflict before, I'm like, how could it even be like really possible to actually love somebody, you know, actually like, in love with somebody, not just like, I care about you because you're the father of my children.
Yeah.
But like real love. I just don't know.
Yeah. Like I would be so like, those are wounds. If somebody really kept me from being with my children, those are wounds. And also like on Mick's part, he should have some damage about this. Like, but then Nell was the one raising the kids, I guess. But if I had been abandoned with all these kids and just left, I would have some, just because he's a man doesn't mean that wouldn't be difficult. And so it just feels really uncomfortable, and not in a like, ooh, uncomfortable kind of way. And I like, this is really awkward.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not feeling it at all.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it either. When they started going that way, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the kids, they were, you know, you could tell they were surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And Jess is probably the most so. But yeah, we'll talk a little about her. So Nell says to Megan she kind of tries to give her some counsel, talking to her, and then Emma tells Trace by the end of this episode that the Donovan, I think his name was, that he basically like paid her to try to get Trace to come back on the road.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. Like if he, like this place, the bridge, if he is so famous that they are literally trying to like so hard to manipulate him, the world is not on a shortage of country music singers.
Yeah.
I just watched the Ken Burns documentary on country music. There's lots of people that are trying to be country music singers. Yeah. And so he would just immediately move on to the next guy. Like that, or he is so famous that this bridge, if he's that famous, if he's like Tim McGraw, then yeah, that place should be just like through. Packed. And like he would need bodyguards, security, like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. And so it, again, it's one of those things that just doesn't make sense. The writing is not good on this show. I hate it to say it, but it's just frustrating. And so it doesn't make sense why he would make her do this. But so Trace is mad at her for agreeing to do this. And which, I mean, it's kind of stupid because she's not literally forcing him or manipulating him. She's just, if she can, you know, who wouldn't take that deal? Who wouldn't say like, okay, I'm going to give it a good effort. I'll get to go on tour. Yeah. Try to get this other guy to go on tour with me.
And she told him, you know.
Yeah, and she told him.
Kept it and was all shady and stuff. You know?
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird. And this is after they kissed, which was kind of weird.
That was weird.
It was weird.
Okay, this is too quick. Like, you know.
Yeah. So Trace finds out that the kids at the school, that Caitlin and Carrie, is that the name? Caitlin and, can't remember the names, but that the two girls, that they recommended him to come and help on the school play. And is this play about the Titanic? Did I get that right? Or is it just some more generic?
I just had that whole thing about the Titanic. I don't know if that's what the play is about.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it's supposed to be like, yeah.
I was so confused because I'm like, that's kind of heavy for...
Like, yeah, really, yeah.
Like an elementary school play, like everybody dying and like what? Because then there's the whole scene with Jess and David on the on the set reenacting the Titanic. So I was like, they don't mess around at the school. but what did you think about this? So Jay asks Trace to help out with the school, and because the girls asked him to, and he agrees to do it. And I know that Lisa, when I talked to her, she felt like this, the only reason he did it was because, or she, I don't want to misquote her, but she felt like he was doing this to be able to impress Abby. But I took it less underhanded, because he has a relationship with these girls. Like, he spent a ton of time with them last season, arguably more time than Abby did. And so I could totally buy him being like, sure, I'll help out the girls with the play.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Trace?
Trace. Yeah. Do you think he was doing it just to get more sort of influence with Abby? Or do you think he was doing it for the girls?
I think it was more for the girls. I think that could be like a bonus kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
We'll see her there. Like maybe, you know, but I think he really, like you said, he really did bond with them last season a lot. And I think he wanted to do it for them.
Yeah. Because he was like helping them make the boats and going on the snipe hunts and stuff like that. Like he really did spend a lot of time with Yeah, with those girls. And so I didn't take it as too underhanded. But they actually get along. He gets along well with Jay. They're a little buddy time.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I don't know how you what you think, but I would think it was a little bit weird to have, I don't know, like me as a single person, I would feel very uncomfortable volunteering at a school. Maybe I shouldn't, where I knew nobody at the school. So that's also kind of adds to me that he's doing it for the girls. Because I would think that, especially a man, like volunteering at a school with doesn't have any connection, that's weird to me.
Yeah, that is different. Especially with men, you don't see that.
Okay. Yeah. It would be like, who are you here for? Oh, I'm just here. That's weird. But but anyway, so yeah, but they get along great. Jay and Trace, they're like a little bromance going on. Oh. And so that's fun. And then Kevin and Sarah elope. How did you feel about this?
I understood like that's what they wanted to do, but like they said, I know it's not about everybody else, but you know, maybe they should have thought about that a little bit more, or just when they announced it said, hey, this is right for us, but we would love to have a party with our family to celebrate. You know, you guys wanted to be part of it. But I mean, I was engaged way too long. So, I mean, I wouldn't do 3 weeks, but a year was way too long. So I definitely wish I had done like 6 months or something.
Yeah.
So I can understand not wanting like so long. And, you know, it is the moms in the planning process get nuts. So it can drive you nuts. So I can understand that point. But I mean, 3 weeks.
Well, especially because she'd already been married. I feel like that would make me way less inclined to have like a big wedding and everything like that if I was a widow.
Yeah. And my parents personally did elope, and their parents did throw them like kind of exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
And I was actually really proud of them. They've definitely been the best part of the season for sure. In my opinion. Yeah. They're a couple that makes sense. Like, aside from the, I won't drive to Pennsylvania, like, driving to Pennsylvania is a million miles away, which makes me crazy. But aside from that, their choices and who they are make sense, and they have great chemistry, and I liked the fact that they went out and just did this on their own. The only problem I have with it is we didn't get to see it. And that's probably an effect of only 6 episodes, but I would have loved even just like a very brief opening, like, oh, we're sneaking away. Here we are, you know?
That would have been nice, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Like even just did they go to Vegas? Like what did they do? Did they just go to the courthouse? Mm-hmm. I'd have liked to have seen just some little taste of it. Would have been fun.
Yeah, I agree. That would have been really fun to see that. How excited they were and just what it was like in that moment, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would have been really cute. But then you have Jess and David trying to decide on the furniture they want. He wants the modern chair. She wants the fluffy chair. And this is like the most conflict this couple has experienced.
I know. Yeah, really.
And like, I like Jess and David. They've had a lot of cute moments. They're fun enough, but I do feel a little frustrated because I feel like, especially David, is just perfect. This is the only time that we've gotten any personality from him, aside from he will just do whatever Jess wants to do. And I don't know, like he's almost like a manic pixie dream guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's just there to kind of make Jess happy. And again, that's fine in a 2-hour movie, but in a show, I want to dive deeper into these characters. And there was so much potential last season with his parents, and it was all just completely a waste.
Yeah, that's true. There was a lot of chance there for that.
Yeah. Like, they could have done so much, and literally it was like, oh, we're sorry. And I'm like, why are they sorry? And they end up buying them an inn. I'm like, what? That's like the solution to all Chesapeake Shore's problems is buying property. We'll buy you property. I wish I was an O'Brien. But yeah, So that's my only frustration with them, but they are cute and they do have chemistry and there's been some cute moments. But this was fun enough. Which would you have gone with either sofa? Oh,
definitely Jess's more comfy couch. The other one looks so hard. I'd be like, so comfortable. I was like, it looks like it's so hard.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah. And it didn't work at all for the house at all. Like it's
vibe and the
It's not a modern home in any way, modern aesthetic. So I thought both sofas actually looked kind of uncomfortable, but I would definitely go with Jess for sure. You should see in my house, I have two sets of Lazy Boys with, they're like, I basically have my own like luxury kind of, I got a great deal on them, but, sofas that you can relax and watch a movie. And that's my style. but anyway, so then you have Connor and Danielle, and they're going back and forth about, she says, I love you. He doesn't say it at first. Then he says it. Then they fight over this crab lamp.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And how have you felt about Connor and Danielle? Are you into them or not as much?
I mean, once they started kind of, because they like it, like you said, like they haven't been like showing like that much better character at all. Then all of a sudden this season, they're like, oh, she's against her family and she doesn't have a good family. And she's just like, I don't know. And so when she started saying stuff like that, I'm like, okay, well, this guy's like, has a big family. He loves his family. And I can see how it would kind of be, I mean, I know it's not. And then when she made that comment about his family, of course he felt a certain kind of way about it. But I don't know. I was kind of glad when he just told her, you know, that he wanted to break up basically. Because I was like, I don't know if this is a good fit.
Mm-hmm. I thought that Connor kind of survived last season the best because he was actually challenged and his character grew and he went from being kind of a baby to being, you know, more to, you know, forgiving people and learning and growing. I just felt like he was the best character of last season. And now this season, I have a major problem with him because he's only been working for his uncle for what, like 2 years, maybe a year, like not very long. And he has not paid his dues at all. If he thinks that as a lawyer, he's paid his dues and deserves to be like lead lawyer litigating cases and butting his nose in, you know, and all of that, he's totally crazy. I know a lot of lawyers and you pay your dues forever. And it takes a long time to get made partner. You work so hard. It's a hard job. And so he's feeling a little entitled to me right now. That he's entitled to all of this.
When he just went off and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, try to go after his own thing. He
does. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's frustrating. And then I've never felt like they had that great of chemistry, Connor and Danielle. And so it is, I guess, a little bit interesting that they kind of came to that realization, I think, but still I'd like to see him with somebody different.
Yeah, I would too. I would like to see him with somebody different. Yeah.
So there we go. And so Abby agrees to go out with Jay and they're going to go out for a lunch date and she's like, oh, it's not really a date. And they're all like, yeah, it is a date. What in your mind, I know you're an old married lady, but what in your mind classifies as a date?
I guess, well, for me, like a date is when you and another person are alone. So, I mean, they kind of wasn't because like her whole family was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess that's kind of more, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of vague. Like my husband, the first time we hung out, he took me to get frozen yogurt and I thought it was a date and he didn't think it was a date though. What do I know?
It did the job.
At 3 p.m. in the afternoon, but whatever. So it was a date to me.
I know a lot of people
guy friends like that. So
yeah. a lot of people are really strict about what they consider a date. I am not. Like, basically, if we have an agreed upon, we're going to go do something, no matter what time of the day it is.
Yeah.
And then we go do it. I think it's a date.
Yeah.
Like if it's just a group activity, that's different. Although that can be a date. Yeah. But you know, I don't think that there's delineation between like, oh, we're I guess some people would be like, oh, we're getting drinks or yogurt or whatever, kind of there's like a mini date or going to a coffee shop or something like that. I still think that's a date. And maybe it's just because I don't go on very many, so I'm like, it counts. That counts as a date.
Yeah, if I want to spend like genuine, like, you know, set aside time to be alone and hang out with you, I'm like, to me, that's like,
same. It's a date. Yeah. I agree. Okay. So then Bree is working on her play. She broke up with Simon. How'd you feel about that?
That was different. I had never seen a Hallmark story go in the way of more physical chemistry. And so I thought that was really interesting. I can remember. And so
yeah.
Obviously to a certain extent, but still it was interesting to me the way they kind of did that. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, it's different. So I was sad because I like Simon a lot, but the way they did it, I thought was, I didn't expect that. I'll just say that.
Yeah, that has also been one of my favorite plot lines of the season, has been Bree and her growth as a character, because she's experienced loss. She's had to grow. She's had to change. It's not just a whole season of her complaining about her book, which made me want to die. And so this is way better. And she's actually, and I like sort of the play and her sort of working the different endings, working the different parts is kind of showing. Like, I feel like I know way, way more about this play and I'm more invested in the play than I ever was in the book.
Yeah, that's true. I feel right? the same.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know anything. You just knew everybody hated the way they're portrayed. And it's like, okay, well, we still don't know what that means.
Yeah, but I feel like I've really gotten to know, okay, how is she portraying these different characters and the different endings that she's done and how that's affected her character. So I think they've done a good job. And I think that Andrew Francis and Amelia Ullerup are the shining stars as far as the younger cast. They're my favorite as far as acting.
I love Emily especially.
Yeah.
They did have growth this season.
Exactly. And so then Mick has to cancel because he's involved in all of this. He's going to get sued and it's some kind of thing happening with his foundation guy that's ripped him off. And he's in a deposition or something. I can't remember. But anyway, he has to cancel with Megan. And so he gives her a rose. And it's still, it's just so uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's when Connor breaks up. After that, Connor breaks up with Danielle. And she just says, I want different things. So, yeah, I like the growth of both. Oddly enough, both of them breaking up with people. But I like it. I think it's good. It's both, like we said, both Bree and Connor. I think I've liked that. That's good.
Yeah, they're developed.
Yes. And in this last week's episode, we start out with Trace and Abby going on their dates and sort of enjoying their relationships. And again, we like them in these new partners. So it's interesting. And we don't, especially Abby, we get a feeling that she's unsure and nervous about it. But anyway, it's interesting. And then she ends up going to the deposition. And I mean, this is weird. They did talk a little bit about whistleblower laws, but I'm pretty sure that I don't know if they officially fired her, but they, what did they call it? I don't think you can do that. I think that's illegal.
To fire a whistleblower?
Yeah, I don't think you can do it. And I think there's laws in place to protect whistleblowers from these kinds of situations.
Yeah.
I think maybe they could suspend her, but I think only with pay.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but
Good. Like, that's the only way someone's going to come forward is if they know they're protected in a way.
Yeah.
It's just like terribly bad. And, you know.
Yeah. And she basically tells in the deposition, she's like, this is a Ponzi scheme. It was, you know, it was bad. And they try to bribe her to not, you know, give the deposition. And which was quite blatant of her. Yeah. And I'm kind of surprised that she didn't have Connor go with her, you know, so you'd have some legal representation. I think you definitely would want some.
Oh yeah, definitely.
In that situation. And so, yeah, so she's talking to Jay about it, and she's sort of rethinking her priorities about work and being at home and all of that. And again, they have nice, real nice chemistry together. And then we see Trace and Emma, they're talking, and Trace says that he is committed to staying. He's not going to go on the road, which again, doesn't make any sense. but then he tells Mick that I'll buy out your share of the bridge. Which is kind of weird because, like, wasn't the bridge doing super bad? Because there was all this money that had been taken from it last season.
Yeah, and then apparently, then they had all those really bad, like, musicians and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, it was bad. So, yeah, I don't know.
So, where's...
He can just, you know, launch it off or something.
Because I don't think you make that much money on a tour. Like, you make money, but, like, not enough to
buy the whole,
yeah, and I mean to pay back for what had happened, but then also to, I don't know, maybe they said when they left, when the waffle guy left, that they'd that he had gotten it back up and running, but I don't know. I was like, what? But that's what he's offering to do with Mick. And then Jess and David find out they're moving all the stuff back into the inn, and they find out that the guests are coming earlier than they expected. And it's really interesting to me because I feel like Jess is always acting like her family is such like a burden to her, when in my eyes they've been nothing but super duper nice to her. Like, they're there for her when she's moving in. They're helping her with loans. They're just, yeah, everything. It's odd to me. And she kind of rallies the family together to get everything ready for these people to come and stay in the B&B. So we're basically, with Jess and David, we're basically back to where they were like two seasons ago. Yeah, we're in the exact same.
Yeah, exactly.
Same spot they were. And so it was cute enough. It was fun enough. But then Kevin and Sarah, they kind of realized that there's a lot of things, because it was so fast, that they hadn't talked about, which I don't necessarily think is like a huge problem. Because as long as a couple you're committed to working things out together,
yeah,
then that's fine. You know, like, some people just get together quickly and then you just say, okay, we're gonna figure that out together.
Yeah. I would say definitely the two most important things, because believe it or not, I know somebody who did this. They got engaged to somebody and then they never talked about where they were going to live. And then they said, well, I'm not leaving my hometown. And they said, I'm not leaving my hometown. And so then they had to break it off. I'm like, you guys never talked about where you're going to end up. I'm like, hey, you have to talk about where you're going to live and make sure you both want children. That's like the two most important things.
Yeah.
And be good, you know, make sure at least both of you want that and that you both want to live in the same place.
I mean, especially for them, because it's evidently such a stressful decision for them to drive an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
So they better be extra sure. So yeah. I agree with you there. And I think that you need to have both decided that you want children, because yeah, otherwise you're going to have a Ted Mosby, Robin Zabosky problem on How I Met Your Mother, where they have that divide where one of them wants a family, one of them doesn't. And that's insurmountable.
Different lives. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's insurmountable. But if it's the question of how many children to have, I feel like that's fine. You figure that out.
Yeah.
Because usually I feel like most people, they're like, I want to have, you know, tons of children or whatever. And then they have a child and they're like, what was I thinking? I'm
good birth control, one child. Right. At least make you only want two instead of five.
Right. Instead of the football team.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the question with Kevin and Sarah. Not, I think they both want to have children.
Yeah. Just how many?
Yeah.
They're in the clear.
So, but they are kind of concerned, like, did we do this too fast? But I feel like everything with them is definitely surmountable.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Because they both have the same jobs. They both have, I mean, so there's a lot in common. And so then Nell talks to Mick and Megan and basically, you know, tells them that, that love is, you know, love is not easy. She just, you know, that it's worth fighting for, all that kind of stuff, which is fine. But, I'm just dying to know why she was in Ireland. That's the weirdest thing. Cause I want her to be going to find Dylan O'Malley. That would make me so happy if they brought that back. Cause it was so random, but
yeah, they never said why she went there. Yeah, they didn't,
right?
Don't even like take you off on the plane. They just like leave you on the runway, just abandoned.
Yeah, wouldn't that be hilarious though? She was like, "Yeah, I went to Ireland and to reconnect with Dylan O'Malley."
That would be funny if they said that.
Yeah, it would be great. And so, anyway, last thing in this episode was Bree preparing for her play and Connor considering a new job. And like I said, I still feel like he's kind of entitled and he's frustrated with Mick because he offers to Mick, let me help you with all of this legal stuff you're going through. And his dad says, no. But then he offers a job to Abby, but I feel like of course he offers his job to Abby because Abby is out of work.
Exactly. She's there, you know, and she needs something to do, and she's smart, and she knows.
Yeah. And Connor has a job. He's gainfully employed. So there's like a difference between if somebody says to me, hey, I can help you out with that project if you need any help, then that's a different experience than me seeing someone that's out of a job and saying, hey, I have this project that you can work on, that you could be helpful, especially with your children. I don't know. It's not the same.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's the same either. I think he took way too much, you know, offense to that. And you could tell he did the way he said, well, when did dad ask you to help him? And she said, a couple hours ago.
Right.
You know, all fired up. Yeah. Right over there, you know, to the lady.
Yeah. And I mean, also their relationship is newer. It's fresher, Connor and Mick. Yeah. I mean, they were just barely like kind of getting to know each other, working on the boat together. Whereas like, I think that Mick and Abby have always been pretty.
Yeah. Good. Since she's older. Yeah. They always just kind of had a closer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it makes total sense. So I hope he's not a baby about that to the finale. So what are you anticipating coming up in this week's final episode?
They're trying to make us think that David might propose or something. So I don't know. That's going to happen. I'm interested to see about that. And then, I really want Abby to stay with Jay. So it happens, but I feel like Tracy's going to just mess it up. So, I don't know. They haven't said anything. They talked about Kevin and, Sarah's party or like their celebration or whatever, and they never talked about it again. I assumed it was going to end with that, but maybe not. Anything about
it. It would be really fun if they found out they were pregnant, Kevin and Sarah, in the finale.
That would be.
It would be really fun, especially with them dropping hints about kids and stuff like that. That would be fun. I would like that. And yeah, I feel like it's past time for David and Jess to get engaged. Like, why not at this point? Mm-hmm. There's no reason. So I think they need to do that. They have no conflict. And so why not get engaged? You're in love with each other and you've been dating a long time.
Yeah.
And so they need to do that. And then, I do think it'll probably end with some kind of cliffhanger where I wouldn't be surprised if it's like Abby is sort of kissing Jay or something and Trace walks in, stumbles upon it, and then it's like, boom, out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, right?
And I'll be clapping. I'm sorry, Jesse, but I just like Jay better.
So. I do too. And yeah, and then we'll probably have something with Mick and Megan coming up, but
I don't know what.
But yeah, because she's starting to work again, which I don't know how she's been making, how she's been living.
Yeah, I don't know
how. She's like, oh, I'm starting my studio. And what?
Employed with helping the other artists. I don't really know yet how she, what she exactly she is.
I guess she's been working for Brie, I guess, at the store, or I don't know.
Yeah, they showed her there a lot, but mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just what she was doing, kind of.
Yeah. Anyway, so there'll be something with that, and and then probably some confrontation between Connor and Mick, I think, is going to probably happen. And so yeah, there you go. And it'll be interesting to see if they do renew it. I personally wouldn't be opposed at all if they kind of did what they did with Signed, Sealed, Delivered and spun it off into movies as opposed to a show. Yeah. I think that could, because we know they're going to do at least one, but and I kind of wonder if that one got delayed because it's a movie about the sisters, and both Megan and Lacey were both pregnant. So yeah, I wonder if that was, who knows? We have no idea, but anyway, it got delayed. But yeah, I could totally see that being actually like way more satisfying than, than a continuing on the series. So who knows what they'll do, but
I really was interested why they decreased it so much to 6 episodes. I mean,
yeah, because they did it before all the problems. They announced that before all the problems with When Calls the Heart, because that affected Good Witch, because Good Witch was going to have an additional episode, but then what happened for When Calls the Heart. And so, yeah, I don't know why they decided to do that. I mean, I'm grateful as a podcaster. It's made my life way easier.
So much content now. It's just,
yeah. So we will see what happens. But let us know what you think, and we'll try to have coverage next week by somebody at least next week of the finale. And we have When Hope Calls episode recap coming up on Sunday. And then we are doing next Wednesday, our regular episode is going to be our Lifetime Christmas preview. It's the beginning of our Christmas coverage. We're so excited. And we have Marissa Serafini, blogger and podcaster. She's on with me and Amy, and we're previewing the Lifetime film. So it's pretty fun. And so that's something to look forward to. And so thanks so much, Whitney, for coming on and talking about these episodes. Yeah, I really appreciate it. It was fun. So where can people follow you on Twitter and all that fun stuff?
On Twitter, you can follow me at JesusGirl21 and on Instagram, AWScott21.
Great. And you can follow me, Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes and YouTube. So check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast at Homework Use Pod all over social media and on iTunes and YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, if you can leave us your ratings and reviews, we really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We really want to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So please check that out. And we have our patron group, which is so much fun. And you can be part of giveaways and exclusive interviews and all kinds of fun stuff. Put a link down, you can check that out. So, and we have our merch store, including Chesapeake Shore themed merch, and that'll be a link also in the description. So lots of fun stuff going on on the podcast. So thanks so much, Whitney. I really appreciate it, and we will talk to you later.
All right. <laughs> Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Hallmarkies for Hallmarkies. For more information about how you can leave your mark on Hallmarkies, visit hallmarkiespodcast.com, link in the description.